Welcome to the She Designs Podcast. I'm Deshae Peacock, a small business and lifestyle coach.
And I'm Christine Martin, a holistic interior designer. We both share a love of business, travel, and beautiful spaces.
And we both created careers working from anywhere doing work we love.
Each week, we'll hear from other women who are intentionally creating work that aligns with their values and lifestyle aspirations.
Tune in and let She Designs unlock your true potential and live your life by design. At She Designs, we value women-owned and operated small businesses, and so we're very proud to share that this podcast is sponsored by Yala. Yala produces incredibly soft bamboo bedding, sleepwear, and loungewear. Their ethos includes sustainability, social responsibility, and ecological stewardship, all the things that we care about here at She Designs. I personally love the bamboo luxe sateen sheets, Minor and Frappe. They're my absolute favorite. It's like slipping into a silky cocoon. Take 20% off site-wide with She Designs at yala.shop. That's She Designs, all caps, at yala.shop.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Martin, here with my co-host, Deshae Peacock.
Hello, everyone.
And you're listening to the first episode of the She Designs podcast. In this episode, we are going to introduce ourselves as your hosts, share our purpose, and explain what this podcast is about. With Deshae's background as an author, business coach, and retreat leader, and my experience as a holistic interior designer who has lived and traveled the world wide, we've joined forces to share stories of other women who have invented businesses that align with their values, creativity, and lifestyle aspirations. We believe it's possible to design a life and lucrative business working from anywhere that aligns with your values and higher purpose.
Each episode, we'll dive into the stories of female small business owners who have taken the risk to go out on their own and create a business that lights them up. But don't worry, this isn't going to be just the glossy side of success. We'll also share the gritty parts, the hard parts too, because almost everyone has a moment where they feel like quitting, even us. And in this show, we'll dive into those stories and we'll really learn what helps women pull through when things get tough. Our intention is that these stories will fill you with inspiration, maybe even some motivation to help you keep working on your deepest goals and dreams.
So whether you're experienced, new, or in a transition in your business, we promise you'll come away with a new piece of knowledge, a golden nugget of wisdom, or at the very least, a curiosity about what you desire for yourself next. Okay, let's dive right in. Deshae, let's start with you. Oh, wait. But first, let me explain a little bit about how Deshae and I met. We met on
Instagram
many years ago, and then we had the privilege of meeting in person in Mexico. We were in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, and I was living there, and you were leading a small business retreat, and it was the perfect place for our friendship to blossom. We became fast friends, and we bonded over all the wonderful things, especially the beautiful design that was there. And we both aligned in our love of travel, small business, and drinking the delicious coffee that was there. And we both love working from anywhere. That was, I think, one of the main things that brought us together was that freedom, that sense of freedom that we've created.
Of course. Yeah.
And decided to join forces to share more stories of other women across the globe who are doing the same thing. So, Deshae, why don't you share your story of how you got started as a lifestyle and small business coach and as a retreat leader?
So the first half of my working life, I can say that I was chronically overeducated and under-earning. I tended to lean toward the helping professions where my energy was drained quickly. And I thought maybe something was wrong with me because I was like, I'm tired all the time. I have headaches. And finally, around the time my daughter was born, I discovered some women who were inventing jobs for themselves and leveraging the power of the online world and getting paid for it. And this is the first time that I'd ever really seen women do this. Of course, it was a new opportunity with the digital world and all of that, exciting time. And I gravitated towards them. I really studied these women, and I also took their courses and bought their books. And over time, I decided, hey, that's what I want to do. I want to create a career based on the lifestyle that I want to have, which is working from home, doing something where I can not just work from home, but work from anywhere and make money at it. And I really wanted to, make money in a way that didn't have any limitations, because before I was in a career that was salaried and you can't really jump ahead too fast. So I wanted the power to do that. And I wanted to work with my own schedule and be able to travel when I wanted to. So another great motivator was that I wanted to be home for my daughter, and I wanted to walk her to and from school. I wanted to be there if she got sick. I just wanted to be present, you know? So when she was 5, I quit my job. At the time, I was working at the university as the director of career development, and I pulled her out of school, and we went to live for a month in San Miguel.
That's a big leap, like a huge move. How did you land on San Miguel to be the place outside the country that you wanted to make a big transition to?
When I was in my 20s, I was taking a photography class in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I was born, and I met this beautiful older woman who came out of her gorgeous, beautiful, historic home in Little Rock, and I was taking photos of her home and garden, and she said, oh, if you love my home here, you'd love my second home in San Miguel de Allende. And I was in my early 20s, and I was like, oh, wow. Like, it just, something struck me, you know, those moments, and I thought, okay, something special about this. Like, maybe I want to be her.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm older, maybe I want to have a beautiful house in two different places. And I trusted what she said, that I would like her other house in San Miguel. And I don't know if I went home and wrote it down, but it stuck with me. But I didn't actually go there for many years. I traveled lots of other places, but I never made it there until it was probably like 15 years later.
Wow.
After Isla was born. And that was our first time we went together.
Oh, amazing. I love that. I love hearing that backstory.
Yeah. And then that's where I finished my first book. And that's where I officially launched my business, Sweet Spot Style. So, you know, more of this story will unfold throughout the podcast. But what I'm really grateful for is that, you know, I've been working for myself for 10 years now. Through that time, I've written 2 books. I've led 13 retreats back to San Miguel de Allende. And, you know, I truly do love helping women grow their business. I love the career that I've created. It feels like a gift. It's been life transforming for me and for my family. And it's gifted my daughter opportunities that I certainly didn't have when I was growing up. And that makes me very happy. It makes my heart melt, actually. And none of this would have happened without hearing the stories of those women that I mentioned to you that I found online. And how they did it and seeing their example. And that's why this podcast is so important to me, to share those stories. So how about you, Christine? Where does your story start?
Well, I guess I would say it started with my first career, which was in education. I was an elementary and middle school teacher for 16 years, which I can't believe it was that long. And most of that time, luckily, I discovered the international teaching circuit. So I worked in international schools around the world, and that allowed me to satisfy the thirst and love of travel that I had already cultivated in my younger years, and to really experience cultures that were very different from each other. But at some point, I hit a wall professionally, and I just knew that there was something else I needed to pursue creatively. And I wasn't really sure what that was. But since I was moving around the world every 2 to 3 years, the contracts were about that long, I got very, very good at designing spaces, the spaces I lived in that were provided by the employers, the schools. And my friends and people started to notice and comment that these spaces felt really homey and inviting and cozy. And it took a little while, but a light bulb went off. And I realized I had an intrinsic skill at designing spaces. And so then I decided to enroll in an online interior design certification program that was based out of England while I was teaching full-time in Korea. And It took me a while to finish the certification, and for some time I straddled both professions. But I began to design or do consultations for friends, other expats, teachers who wanted to make their spaces feel more homey. And then I had the most unique opportunity that really allowed me to step out of teaching for good. I was invited to become a co-founder of one of the first online interior design companies to emerge on the market. And this was a number of years ago, maybe 8 or 9 years, maybe 10 years ago. And it was a huge teaching moment for me because I had never been part of a startup company, and I learned to wear many hats. And the CEO of the company, who was a young woman based out of New York City, became an inspiration to me. She was the model of someone who really followed her dream and worked really hard to bootstrap a business that is now, it's still online on the market, and it's quite successful. So after working there for 5 years, I worked my butt off, I decided to take a leap and start my own business, The Good Abode. For me, it was just important to exercise creative liberty, to work for myself, to grow something on my own. And so my knowledge in online interior design and working for that company really allowed me to create my own virtual process and offer services to clients around the world. And so this has been really like you, just finding this ultimate gift to be able to work from anywhere while doing something I love.
That is such a gift. And I love the full circle story of how sometimes you're in a career and you don't really know what's going to happen next, but that it's interesting that the lifestyle that you had while traveling and teaching actually led you to do what you're doing now as an interior designer.
It's amazing how our steps line up in the direction that we need to go in when you look back. But I will share, Deshae, and I know I'm sure you've had this feeling too, that I've thought about throwing in the towel dozens of times because being an entrepreneur is really tough. And it's only really when I hear stories, when I come across women like you or like the CEO of that company and all the amazing women that we feature on this podcast that I feel like I'm not so alone. And I am re-inspired and lit up to continue to show up for my business.
And that's really a good segue to jump into how this podcast idea came about and the purpose and the idea that came from the She Design Summit that we co-created back in October of last year. In our individual journeys, we connected with some really incredible women, and we thought it'd be fun to share their stories to inspire others. So the online summit featured 7 women, and once it was over, we listened to the audio and we thought, hey, this is pretty good. Could this be a podcast?
Yeah, it was amazing. It just opened the door to expand this idea further, and then poof, the podcast was born. Well, not really poof. It's taken a number of months, but it actually came, I think, for each of us at the perfect time because we were both craving some form of inspiration and to give birth, so to speak, to something new. And our desire for this podcast is really to shine a light on the real stories of how women have found their purpose, align with their values, and create businesses to reflect a lifestyle they love.
I love that you emphasize real because the stories go beyond the polished appeal of, you know, what we see on social media and have a vulnerability that we can all relate to. And you and I both hope that they stir something in our listeners, a curiosity, a dream, a fire that ignites change towards a more aligned life and work.
We also hope you'll follow us on Instagram and ask us questions about how to create a business that supports your lifestyle aspirations. Do you need help with clarity? Do you need help making more money while working less hours? Would you like to know how we get paid to travel? Would you like to know how to create a business to work from anywhere? We have some really great guests lined up who are fellow female small business owners working from wherever they choose. Some of them you'll know because they're recognizable names, and others you might not be familiar with.
We'll be sharing the stories of artists, designers, coaches, energy healers, women who have travel companies, and more. We're so excited. We can't wait to get started. Thanks again for tuning into She Designs. For behind the scenes action, make sure to follow us on Instagram at She Designs Podcast and send us a DM on the topics you'd love to hear.
You'll find the links we mentioned in the show notes. Make sure to rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks again for listening.